65, it looks like had a wreck out up here. Almost to Asheville.
Right up there, then. I'm down here in Greenville.
The emergency vehicle's trying to make it through all this construction with all this traffic backed up. He's not having much luck.
Construction's on. He ain't gonna have no luck.
Get in between cars.
Driving a four-wheeler.
A Dodge Ram 1500.
In a big truck or not. They're sitting out there on the interstate like it.
One in the past, but no, not now. I'm just trying to get back home, trying to get to Tennessee. Looks like it's going to be a while now.
I live up in Brevard, North Carolina. I'm down here in Greenville working, running my tools out.
I was in the hotel there in Duncan and working in the Magna facility down there in the Moore community. So we're headed back home today, or this evening. I hope we get out of this mess pretty quick.
Hey, but that's a pretty typical evening there on 26.
It's kind of rough. And got all these emergency vehicles trying to get through here. Both lanes are full. People are trying to get against these concrete dividers, so they kind of opened up the center. The name is Daryl, by the way. KF4ZER. Name is Daryl. And I'm actually from Lewisburg, Tennessee, down around almost to the Alabama state line off of 65.
Well, this is Patrick on this end. I'm from up around Brevard, North Carolina. Just across the North Carolina, South Carolina line. I'm heading that way now, but I'll be going up 25 instead of up 26.
Bad accident up there. We got two fire trucks and an ambulance coming through, so I don't know what's going on up there.
Coming back down this way next week, or you're done with the job, you're heading home for good?
Whooping I'm going home for good, but, you know, the way things are running right now in the automotive industry with all these microchip shortages and everybody shutting down, and I don't know from one day to the next what we're going to do. They might turn me around and bring me back. I don't know.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I own a mobile tool franchise, and it's affecting my business, too. People can't get parts for fixing cars, so they don't need tools to do it. You had your ticket there on your radio.
Remember correctly, I have renewed it twice. So that'd be somewhere about 94, 95, I guess.
You've had it quite a while. I just got mine last year.
Started out, you know, as a tech, and then I went and got my 5 words a minute and got a tech plus, and then it got off the radio for some time. And then when I come back on the radio, they had dropped tech plus, so now I'm a technician again, but I already got my 5 words a minute. I just need to go get my general. You know, I don't even need 5 words now for general.
I said, so studying for my general now, I'm just a tech right now.
All the equipment at home, I got the tower, and dipoles, and antennas. I've got a Kenwood 450S HF rig. I've got several radios, and I use them. I just don't have those band privileges yet. That's what I'm waiting on.
I'm here. I'm waiting to get my general ticket so that I can get on there a little more than 10 meter and 6 meter, the little portion of 10 meter we can get on.
I know it. You're real limited on what you can do on HF. There's a lot of CW going on that you can get on. If you're into that, you know, a lot of people are not. I was almost kind of forced into it back when I got my ticket. You know, you had to have that code, to upgrade. So it was kind of forced on me. I still know it fairly well. I haven't done it in a while.
I didn't have to take, and I don't know anything about it at this point. Maybe a little later when I get some more experience and I can take the time to sit down and learn it, I may try to do that.
Lots of good things on the internet, you know, that you can go by, but the best way that I have found to do it is to sit and listen and copy it. If you don't copy it, your brain won't engage, and it is terrible to remember. You have to sit and listen and copy, 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 copy. That's the way I learned it, and it started getting pretty easy. But like I said, I hadn't done it in years, so I'm still a little rusty on it right now.
Better than I am. I don't know any of it at all at this point. But like I said, maybe one day I can get time to do that. But hey, you going to go up to the Shelby Ham Fest this weekend, or you going to be around here? I don't know how far away from you that would be.
It'll be quite a drive from where I'm at. If you know where I-65 is going north and south through Tennessee, I live almost on the Alabama line over there on the very south side of Tennessee down I-65. So that's probably a 5.5-6 hour drive for me.
Oh, yeah. I know about where you're at down there now. That would be quite a drive.
Well, if this traffic don't clear out, I might still be here.
There is South Carolina DX something. I can't remember all of it, but they're going to have something over in Pigeon Forge. I can't remember the dates on it, but it's the fourth weekend in September, the last weekend, I believe it is.
That wouldn't be as far. That's only, I guess about three and a half hours, maybe 4 hours away from where I'm at. That wouldn't be terrible.
Halfway from Shelby to your place. That's about the halfway mark, probably.
Tell how far up ahead of me this catastrophe has happened. I still see the lights flashing up there, but I don't know if they've gotten all the way through and gotten to the incident, or they're just blocked and can't get through. I don't know.
You add up there, or are you close to?
The Fletcher Fire Department is what came through, so I know I'm fairly close to Fletcher, the other side of Fletcher anyway.
Have you passed the truck stop there where exit 44?
I don't know. I don't know if I remembered. I know there's a great big American flag right back behind me here.
If you get to exit 44, you can get off on 25 there and head north and then come back over on 40 and continue on that way.
I can't tell what mile marker I'm at. I don't see any mile marker signs anywhere. I just know I'm out here in the middle of this construction.
Haven't made it to exit 44 yet because this construction starts at Four Seasons Boulevard there and up. I can't remember that exit number. But if you get to exit 44, you can get off and turn right, and then you can run up and now run you dead into 40, and you can come back across that way. It'll get you out of some of that traffic if it's too bad.
Well, I appreciate that information. If I get an opportunity, I may take you up on that.
Any of the exits from there up, exit 44, the airport, Long Shoals, any one of those will do that for you.
Handy information. My GPS won't tell me that stuff. You know, it just tells me the shortest route, the longest route, avoiding toll roads, stuff like that. You know, it doesn't give me all those alternates.
Lived there all my life and grew up there, so I know pretty much every road around that I-26 that there is.
Ain't nothing like talking to a local when you hung up, that's for sure. I got the same kind of map in my head back home, you know. I can get home and never hit a highway.
That's me too, and if I need dirt roads, I can still find those.
Where's this repeater located, do you know?
It is located atop Caesar's Head, which will be behind you. I don't know exactly where you're at, but from exit 44, it'll be about 20 miles back as the crow flies, or a little further maybe.
Talking on this repeater a couple of times back last week, and, you know, while I was in town working, I'd catch you guys in the morning, you know, sometimes, and talk a little bit. It's got pretty good coverage area, so it's an impressive repeater, doing a great job.
This repeater does a great job, and I thought I remembered your call, because I was probably one of those guys you was talking to about 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it seemed like I remembered the name Patrick. Seems like I do.
Dale, right?
Correct.
The truck for just a minute. Run in and grab me a cold soda, and I'm going to head up the road. I'll give you a shout when I get back out. I'll carry on the conversation. You don't sound like you're going to go too far. This is KO4HKX, and I'll be on the side for a minute.
I'll be right here, KF4ZER for ID. While I got over here and got to looking at the map a little bit, and I am just a little south of the airport.
You passed exit 44, so your next off is the airport exit.
The way the GPS is looking, showing, you know, it's showing this traffic jam on the interstate, so, and it looks like it clears up just past the airport, so I just got to wait it out.
Nothing in between exit 44 and the airport exit. There's nothing there. There used to be a rest stop, but they're redoing it with that road construction.
Well, that's par for the course the way my luck runs, so it is what it is. I'll just, you know, set it out, wait it out.
At least you can talk to somebody.
Got a little action here. Things are starting to move, so maybe my luck has changed. And we're going to pray that nobody got hurt real bad in that accident, I hope.
I hate to see that. But it happens. It's just part of our life anymore. But hey, I was going to tell you, you can jump over to the 145-190 repeater, which is Mount Mitchell. Once you do lose this one, and it'll carry you way on out toward where you're going.
I may try that. I don't have it programmed in. It'll be one of those things I have to stop, pull over, do all that, get all my tones and everything right.
Remember if that one's got a tone on it or not.
Once I get to rolling good, I'll throw the microphone down, kind of pay attention to the road. I don't want one of those emergency vehicles coming to visit me.
Where you're at, don't blame you at all.
Man, it was very nice to make your acquaintance. Like I said, I'm going to throw this microphone down. Looks like we're rolling. And hope to talk to you again one day. Oh, maybe I'll come back through here before too long. Looks like our plant's going to be shut down for a while. They'll probably put me back on the road. I'm not for sure about that, but I'd be willing to gamble on it.
A safe trip on home. I hope you don't have any more problems or any delays, and you can make it there this evening and spend some time with your family. And this is KO4HKX, and I'll say 73.
Friend, this is KF4ZER, and we just passed the wreck. They got it loaded up on a rollback. It looked pretty rough, but I hope nobody got hurt.
N4ZLK.
What's going on, Shane? KO4HKX.
See, about the same place. I had to make another quick run to the dump. I'm on a HT this time, so I hope it doesn't break it too bad.
Looking pretty good right now.
Out and we made some dinner, and I said I can't have the chicken in the trash all weekend while we're gone, so I need to get rid of it real quick.
Be pleasant when you did get home.
Be home.
Sir, I am. I got this truck almost heading north. We're still crossing over here.
I hope you have a good weekend. Hope you can enjoy it. Spend time with the family, and I'll talk to you later, probably next week sometime.
KO4HKX.
From N4ZLK. Have a good weekend, Patrick.
Shane, you do the same. Wherever you're going there, your family reunion, that's right. I remember that now. You have a safe trip up there and back. Enjoy the time. And if you're around tomorrow, you'll probably hear me tomorrow because I'll be going down to Lawrence in the morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be monitoring.
Leaving about 3 or 4 in the morning, so I probably won't hear you. N4ZLK. Have a good weekend.
More try, because I gotta leave out early. I gotta be down there by 7.
My wife's awake. If she's sleeping, or she might go right back to sleep in the car. So I'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Kick 73, Shane.